For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This is a continuation of our discussion with Reverend Alan Bean, the director of Friends of Justice in Tulia, Texas. And we're talking about the recent finding of guilty on account of perjury for Tom Coleman, the itinerant cop responsible for sending the Tulia 40 to prison.
I guess in some way that brings us to a closure insofar as the legal involvement of Tom Coleman.
Yes, I think he's out of the picture for now. The nice thing about that is that he certainly will not be having another position in law enforcement. Not that, you know, I think his credibility was sufficiently shot that that wasn't a real problem anyway. But now that's been made official, and a jury made that happen, and I think that's cause for some celebration. The question now is whether Terry McEachin, the district attorney who was involved in prosecuting these cases, Judge Ed Self presided over most of the cases, and and Sheriff Larry Stewart, who bolstered Tom Coleman's testimony during 8 jury trials, will also have to answer for their involvement in this process. What Tulia really involved was a group of people feeling that because it was so important that they bust these alleged drug dealers, that they were going to lie about Tom Coleman. They were going to say he was a great guy when they all knew that he was thoroughly corrupt and reprehensible. And so they sponsored him as if he was a great law officer, lawman of the year. He had all these wonderful credentials, and the whole thing was a complete and utter sham. And I think it really reflects the lack of integrity that is evident throughout the war on drugs myself.
Well, we can hope that this is not the final chapter of Tulia, that Stewart and Judge Self and Mr. McEachern will have their day in court as well.
Well, Mr. McEachern certainly will. The rest, it remains to be seen. Mr. McEachern has been sanctioned by the Texas Bar Association, and so there will be a trial. He has appealed that decision, and they will have a jury trial at some time in the future. I think they were probably waiting for the Coleman trial to get out of the way, and I'm hoping that we'll have an announcement quite soon on that.
The Buds are back. High Times returns to its roots as a new editorial team takes over. Now headed by a new editorial team, High Times returns to its roots with the January 05 Buds Are Back issue. Our guest on next week's Cultural Baggage will be Steve Bloom, formerly the editor-in-chief of High Times, Grow America, and now senior editor of High Times. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.